his guys for very long, if at all, on Saturday against the Jets. But I did not think, you know, despite what I felt about how Jordan threw the football, I did not think real positive thoughts about where the offense, what the offense showed on Saturday night.
Jason, which player or players did not perform very well?
Yeah, I went back because I recorded family night, and I thought Jordan Morgan struggled. And maybe that's just a sign that Lucas Van Ness is healthy. He's had a good camp. Like, he's had some wild plays as a defensive end. Mm-hmm. There was a jet sweep that they ran to Jaden Reed, which I thought we weren't doing that anymore, but apparently we're still doing that. Maybe because Savion Williams is in and out of the lineup. But again, Matt LaFleur flat out said, we need him on the field and maybe we shouldn't put him in that situation. Well, they did anyway. And Lucas Van Ness threw him down like a rag doll by the jersey in practice a couple days ago. Like, I think Lucas Van Ness is having a very good camp and there are really good encouraging signs about him. You know, also at the same time, we were saying the same thing about Rashawn Gary in camp last year. And he did not get, you know, have a great season. He didn't make the Pro Bowl, from what I understand. But I wasn't super enamored with what I saw from Jordan Morgan. Like, and I said this to somebody as we were walking out afterward. I was like, man, I think Rashid Walker maybe won the left tackle job, and he didn't even play. So again, there's plenty of time left. And to be fair to Jordan, like, the guy barely played last year, and when he did play, he didn't play left tackle. So maybe he's just getting his sea legs still, and by the time we get to the joint practice with Seattle on the 21st, he'll be looking a heck of a lot better at left tackle. But if you were judging it solely on family night, you would not have been encouraged.
Our conversations with Jason Wilde brought to you by Lakeland Supply. It's there in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment, lakelandsupply.com. You brought up Jaden Reed. The snap counts were interesting for family night, Jason, because he only played 10 in the 11-on-11, all out of the slot. And you juxtapose that with what we saw from Matthew Golden. Played the most on the outside, also got 5 snaps from the slot. If this is the way this continues to go and Matt LaFleur say, hey, we need Jaden Reed on the field, but then how come he doesn't put him on the field more?
Yeah, I am going to, I know this, Gabe, man, I love you. I know that this has become your pet project.
It has, yeah. Well, because and I don't want it to be like, I hate Jaden Reed. I don't. I think he's really good.
I know you don't.
It's the coaches don't put him on the field a lot.
Yeah, do what you, say what you mean and mean what you say, right?
Yeah.
Like, and if you keep saying that that Jaden Reed's an important piece, then he should be on the field. There was and this is, again, I don't expect, because I'm going to practice every day, although I'm going to rest my foot today, so I'm not going to be there. But, you know, you don't go to practice every day, so you don't see all this. Like, there was a day, I think it was last Thursday or Wednesday, they were in pads, and they did a 2-minute drill, and Jaden Reed, Jordan Love threw 5 passes on his way to a touchdown. Jaden Reed caught 4 of them. Like, he was 5 of 6, and 5 of the 6 passes were targeted to Reed. Like, there are times. So I am going to say that they know what Jaden Reed is, as opposed to they're still trying to figure out all the things that their first-round pick is capable of and ready for. So it would make sense that they would play him more. Do you think that's fair?
Sure, but I guess the lack of outside snaps is the concerning part for me for Jaden Reed. And
I would agree.
You correct me if I'm wrong here, Jason, because I guess at this point in what the NFL preseason and training camp is, I look at as family night still being one of the biggest nights because you're showcasing your team in front of 60,000 fans. It's on your television network. So I look at that as one of the big ones, and then I look at the intra-squad, you know, the practices that they're going to have, the joint practices that they have scheduled later. Like, those are the big three that I look at instead of the big, you know, the 3 preseason games, which are important for guys on the back part of the roster. If you want to know what's going on in the front part of the roster, those are the 3 practices I think are the most important. Am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong at all. And the lack of opportunities that he gets outside. And if I was Jaden Reed, I'd say, hey, remember that time in L.A. last year when Jordan said, F it, Reed's down there somewhere.
Yeah.
And threw the ball into triple coverage. He lined up outside on that play,
mm-hmm.
right? He started out outside. So, I don't think we should be like DEFCON 1. That's the worst, right?
Good job, Jason.
Thank you. I've been working on that. I usually get it wrong.
So do I.
That's a big improvement for me.
Which is why I'm so impressed.
Wait, so do we know that he got it right if we all usually get it wrong?
I'm fairly certain he got it right.
Okay, all right.
Because most time people say DEFCON 5, and that's wrong.
That's the lowest.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Yes. So the thing about it is, if I was Reed, I would say that. And then the other thing, and think back to 2014 when Cobb and Jordy Nelson were so star-spangled awesome. Cobb lined up outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was not just pigeonholed as a slot guy. And I do think, to your point, I get the feeling, and I would love to know, and maybe I'll talk to Jaden about this today, I would love to know if he thinks he's being pigeonholed as a slot guy only. Because one of the appeals of drafting him in the second round the way they did is that at Michigan State, he played everywhere.
He played everywhere.
Like he was outside all the time. He was in the slot. He would line up in the backfield. He did all the jet sweeps and motions and everything else. Like he is that guy that can do everything. And, you know, Chewy can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that as a player you get really frustrated by is believing you can do multiple things and the coaches decide you can only do one thing. And so I think that's I will make a point of talking to, he and I do share the fact that we were both nicknamed, one against our will, me, and one by his mother, Jaden, J-Bird. And now they've taken the J away. They just call him Bird. So since we have that J-Bird commonality, I'm gonna come up to him and say, hey, Bird, see, J-Bird, let's talk about your role.
Jason, what do you have on your lock screen for a picture?
Oh, it's
his girls.
No.
What?
I did for a long time, but we have the fancy schmancy iPhone 16s now, and you can have them rotate. And so you can set it to pets. And since we have a lot of pets, I have a lot of photo options. So it rotates. Every time I pick up my phone, it's a different picture of one of the dogs or the cats.
Oh, maybe I was wrong. I thought everyone had a picture of their significant other or spouse.
That's what she wants you to believe.
Yes, I guess so.
This is totally normal. Everybody does this.
You know what?
Paula does not,
Jason,
Paula does not want me walking around with a picture of her.
Will is producing. You know, he has the color
a picture of himself playing catcher.
The color blue, and that's it.
Well, that's lame.
I did change it now.
Oh, you did? What do we have?
Peer pressure.
What do we got?
We got Andrew Vaughn as a White Sox.
No, if you're going to do an Andrew Vaughn picture, it has to be the one of him looking into the camera like the Mentos commercial.
Maybe I'll do the rotating Andrew Vaughn. Just a bunch of different pictures of him.
Now that I could get on board with. Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great day. Glad that you got that news from Doc McKenzie. It sounds like it turned out to be a very good visit, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good. Thanks for accommodating me today.